وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly and reward you for all your sacrifices you are making for this beautiful deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذين قتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم سيهديهم ويصلح بالهم ويدخلهم الجنة عرفها لهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I saw Ja'far ibn Abi Talib as an angel with two wings, flying in paradise wherever he desired with blood-stained feet. Ad-Dimyati rahimahumullah says, it was during the expedition of Mu'tah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam appointed Zayd ibn Haritha as the commander and said, if Zayd is killed, Ja'far must take over. If Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala is killed, Ibn Rawaha must take over. Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu thus took the flag and was killed. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala took the flag with his right hand and it was cut off. He then held it with his left hand and it was cut off as well. He was then martyred. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu be pleased with him. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, we searched for Ja'far and found him amongst the dead. We saw over 90 spear and arrow wounds on the front of his body. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu reward him by making him amongst those who are alive and provided by him like the rest of the martyrs. In addition to this, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave him something more. He exchanged his two hands with two wings with which he can fly wherever he desires, eating whichever of the fruits of paradise he desires. It was because of this that he was given the name At-Tayyar, the one who flies about. It was the habit of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when he used to greet Abdullah ibn Ja'far, he would say to him, peace be on you, O son of the one who has two wings. Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, congratulations to you, O Abdullah. Your father is flying around in the heavens with the angels. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, my father was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was completely mutilated. He was placed before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I went forward to expose his face, but my people stopped me. He then heard a woman shouting out. He was informed that she was the daughter of Amr or the sister of Amr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, why is she crying? Or she should not cry as long as the angels are shading him with their wings. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when Abdullah, that is his father, was killed on the day of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Jabir, should I not inform you of what Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said to your father? I replied, indeed. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu did not speak to anyone except from behind a veil. However, he spoke to your father face to face. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said to him, O Abdullah, ask me for whatever you desire and I will give it to you. He replied, O my sustainer, give me life again so that I may be killed for your cause a second time. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, my decree has already been passed. They would not be brought back to us. He said, O my sustainer, convey all this to those whom I have left behind. So Allah Jalla Jalaluhu revealed this verse. Do not consider those who were killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to be dead. Rather, they are alive. They are being provided by the sustainer. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Umm al-Rabi binti al-Barra, who was the mother of Haritha ibn Suraqa, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you tell me about Haritha? He was killed at Badr. If he is in paradise, I will exercise patience. If it is something else, I will cry profusely for him. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O mother of Haritha, there are several levels in paradise, and your son has achieved the highest level, al-Firdaus. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, some people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking him to send someone with them who would teach them the Quran and the Sunnah. So he sent 70 people from the Ansar who were known as the Qurra, those who recite the Quran very well. Amongst them was my uncle Haram. They would recite the Quran and study it amongst themselves by night. During the day, they would bring water and place it in the masjid. They would also gather firewood. They would sell this firewood and purchase food with it for the people of Suffa and other poor people. This was how the Qurra spent their time. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them to these people who had asked for someone to come and teach them. When the Qurra departed, those people lied in wait for them and killed them before they could reach their destination. They said, O Allah, convey to our Prophet that we have met you, that we are pleased with you, and that you are pleased with us. The narrator says, a person came to Haram, the uncle of Anas, from behind and stabbed him with a spear till it came out of his stomach. On this, Haram said, I take an oath by the sustainer of the Kaaba. I have achieved my goal. The Prophet ﷺ said, your brothers have been killed. And they said, O Allah, convey to our Prophet that we have met you, that we are pleased with you, and you are pleased with us. Masraq narrates, he asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu about this verse. Do not consider those who were killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to be dead. Rather, they are alive. They are being provided by their sustainer. He replied, we had also asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about it, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, their souls are in the bellies of green birds. They have candles that are suspended from the throne, from the arsh. Their souls fly about in paradise wherever they desire. They then return to those candles. The sustainer appeared before them and asked them, do you desire anything? They replied, what else can we desire for when we can fly about in paradise wherever we like? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu asked them this question three times. When they realized that they will not be left without being asked, they said, O our sustainer, we want our souls to be returned to our bodies so that we may be killed in your cause a second time. When Allah Jalla Jalaluhu saw that they have no further desire, they were left alone. Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the souls of the martyrs are in the bellies of green birds, grazing on the fruits of paradise or the trees of paradise. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when your brothers were killed, Allah jalla jalaluhu placed their souls in the bellies of green birds. They drink from the rivers of paradise, eat of its fruit, and take rest on the golden candles which are suspended beneath the throne. When they experience the pure foods and drinks of paradise, they said, who will convey to our brothers that we are alive in paradise, being fully provided for, so that they may not abstain from jihad and not display any cowardice in fighting? So Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, I will convey this message of yours to them. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then revealed this verse, do not consider those who are killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to be dead. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is astonished by a person who goes for jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and his companions are killed. He knows what fate he is going to meet, but he returns till his blood is shed. So Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says to his angels, look at this servant of mine. He returned out of desire for the reward that I have in store and out of fear for my warnings for not participating in jihad until his blood was shed. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when all the people stand up for the reckoning, there will come a group of people with their swords placed on their necks, dripping with blood. They will then crowd around the doors of paradise. It will be asked, who are these people? A reply will be given, they are the martyrs. They were alive, provided by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the martyrs are by a sparkling river at the entrance of paradise under a green dome. Their sustenance comes to them from paradise every morning and evening. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, a martyr will intercede on behalf of 70 people from his family. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah narrates from Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates a similar hadith as the previous one from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the martyr enjoys 7 benefits from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He is forgiven with the first drop of blood that falls from him. He sees his abode in paradise. He is adorned with a garment of faith and iman. Number 3, he is safeguarded from the punishment of the grave. Number 4, he is safe from the major terror. Number 5, a crown of honor is placed on his head. A sapphire of that crown is better than the entire world and all that it contains. Number 6, he is married to 72 doe-eyed damsels. Number 7, he is made to intercede on behalf of 70 of his family members. Al-Miqdam ibn Ma'adi Karba radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the martyr enjoys 6 benefits from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Number 1, he is forgiven with the first drop of blood. Number 2, he sees his abode in paradise. Number 3, he is safeguarded from the punishment of the grave. Number 4, he is safe from the major terror. Number 5, a crown of honor is placed on his head. A sapphire of that crown is better than the entire world and all that it contains. Number 6, he is made to intercede on behalf of 70 of his family members. Utbah ibn Abd al-Sulami radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, those who are killed are of 3 types. A believing person who wages jihad with his wealth and life in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When he meets the enemy, he fights them till he is killed. That is a martyr whose chest Allah Jalla Jalaluhu expanded. He is in the paradise of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu beneath his throne. The prophets only surpass him by the rank of prophethood. Number 2, a person who fears sins and evils on himself. He wages jihad with his wealth and life in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When he meets the enemy, he fights them till he is killed. That is an atoner. His sins and evils are wiped off. The sword is an obliterator of sins. He is admitted from whichever of the doors of paradise he wishes. Paradise has 8 doors and hell has 7 doors. Some entrances are better than the others. A person who is a hypocrite, he wages jihad with his life and wealth. When he meets the enemy, he fights in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he is killed. He is in a hellfire. The sword does not obliterate hypocrisy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from nifaq and hypocrisy. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the martyrs are of 4 types. A person who is a believer possessing good faith. He faces the enemy and proves true to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he is killed. That is the person towards whom the people will look up on the day of resurrection like this. He then raised his head till his head fell off. I do not know whether he was referring to the head of Umar radiallahu ta'ala or the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, a person who is a believer possessing good faith, he faces the enemy. It is as though his skin is struck by a thorn of the acacia tree by cowardice. A stray arrow strikes him and kills him. He is in the second level. A person who is a believer, number 3, who has done good deeds and adulterated them with evil deeds as well, he faces the enemy and proves true to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he is killed. He's in the third level. Number four, a person who is a believer who committed excesses against himself. He faces the enemy and proves true to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he is killed. He is in the fourth level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in us the fervor, you know, of us serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his path. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.